Time now for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Now, here's their host, Warren Franklin.
Welcome to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. We have another great show lined up today. You're always welcome to call Mariah or Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group to discuss anything about real estate. Their number is 503-507-3666. So let's get the show started today. Today, we're going to discuss preparing to sell your home in 2022. Can you believe 2022's here almost already?
Yeah, that doesn't sound
real. It feels weird
saying
to
that
say
out loud, that we're only a couple months away. We're almost there. Yes. So it's been a little bit since we've done a show geared toward home sellers. So that's what we're going to be talking about this week, all about what you're going to want to know as you prepare to sell your home in 2022, which is just a couple months away, which is super crazy. We have a list of the top 12 mistakes that home sellers make, the most common mistakes that you are going to want to avoid when selling your home. And these mistakes are from an article from RamseySolutions.com. However, I've been doing my research and have looked up a lot of different mistakes, real estate mistakes you can make when selling your home. And these are basically what I'm seeing across the board right now. So a lot of trends, a lot of right now things. And then, of course, we're, you know, speaking from personal experience in real estate as well, working with so many home sellers throughout the years. So,
yeah. And another thing is, we come from a local perspective. We were born here in Salem. We do business. A lot of business is here based in Salem throughout the whole Mid-Willamette Valley. And so when it comes to the year of 2022, gosh, that still sounds weird to say. I need to get used to that. But we are in November, mid-November, and that means it starts now. Basically, any offer we're writing and getting under contract is closing in 2022 in January. The average closing date right now is about 45 days.
Yeah.
45 days, guys. And so if you just started maybe even talking to a lender, that's your first step, by the way.
Yeah.
Talking with a local lender. If you need that local lender, I'll give you my personal one. Feel free to reach out to us, okay?
Yes.
And I'm happy to share his knowledge to get you pre-approved, to get the job done, because without money, there's no purchasing power. Remember that. You as a buyer, you control the market.
Right. Okay, so jumping right on in, the mistake number one is not expecting home selling costs. So, of course, you know, there's fees that when it comes to selling your home, you have your realtor fees, which generally I think are expected because that's laid out right in front of you when you list your home. But then you're going to have your closing costs, and that's something your realtor should be able to provide an estimate for you from the title company. You're also going to want to take into consideration possible repair costs. Maybe there's some things that are not up to par on your home that will be called out on the inspection. And then, of course, there's also moving costs. Sometimes it's going to just cost you money to move if you don't have a lot of help, or you're not able to move a lot of stuff yourself, and you're going to hire moving companies. And I know for us, we work with a lot of clients that are moving out of state or coming from out of state and whatnot. And so another fee is moving trucks, moving things across the country. That's going to cost money. So there's,
it does cost money.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're right about that. And one thing that I really love about us and our team is to help you guys with these costs. I actually break it all down for you after our initial meeting in our consultation with the listing appointment. I say, hey, what are your owings? And then I talk to my title company. I then regroup with our team and I come back with an Excel sheet and I tell you, hey, this is what it looks like you're going to be walking away with. And I think that holds value though. One, it gives you a realistic expectation of the money and the amount of money you're going to be walking away with. Because usually that means you're going to invest that into something else.
Right.
But for some, they don't. And they just use that to live off of because they already have other properties.
Right. No, that's true. And that's something that you are really good at, Spencer, is getting all of that information and numbers up front to your home seller so they know what to expect.
Yeah, service. Realistic expectations.
Yes. Mistake number two is selling your home when you're upside down on your mortgage. If you still owe a mortgage on your home, use a portion of your sale proceeds to pay off the remaining balance of your loan. But what if your property went down in value? What if you owe more than it's worth? Maybe you took money out or whatnot, or, you know, there's whatever situation it led to that. This is referred to as being upside down, underwater, or having negative equity on your home. If you sell it, you still won't make enough money to pay off your mortgage. Breaking even on your home sale is at least better, but it's not great. If you're in either situation, don't sell unless you need to avoid bankruptcy, of course, or foreclosure. There are other ways to handle an underwater mortgage, but usually, in my opinion, the best option is to just stay in your home, work hard to build more equity in your home before you sell it, and then sell it when you're in a better position with more equity.
And you said that word that I love to hear right now, equity.
Yes.
That's so important to me, because over the last few years especially, do we realize how much equity we truly have in these homes we purchased, even in 2019?
Yeah,
we're looking in the year of 2022 now. Just over the last year, you have increased roughly, these are rough numbers, around 19 to 20%. Mm-hmm. In sales prices. This is crazy, guys. There's no reason, if you're in a position like maybe potential bankruptcy, maybe you're getting late behind, maybe you lost your job, who knows the scenario, we need to brainstorm and we need a professional opinion to get you out of that spot you currently are in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's super valuable. And that's something why realtors, brokers, just like us at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group, are very valuable and important for you guys to seek out and just ask questions to.
It's hard for me to even fathom anybody in today's environment being upside down in their property.
Right. I think the only way, or I'm not the only way, but the biggest way is probably if you're someone who took a lot of money out and,
Those
I don't
secondaries.
Know, didn't use it wisely. Yeah, that's probably the only thing I could think of.
Home improvements that costed more than maybe you anticipated, those type of things.
But even then, it is difficult to be upside down right now and with the way things have been going. Yeah. That's true. Mistake number three is something we've talked about before on our show many times, and that is selling it by yourself. Yes, this is a mistake. I was just talking to a lady yesterday on the phone who's selling her home on her own, and she said the reason is because she's sold homes on her own before, and she knows what it takes, and she wants to avoid all the fees and thinks it can be done so much cheaper. But what she doesn't understand is that, I mean, what we know statistically, homes that are sold with realtors that are listed are selling for more than someone who is going to sell it on their own. And especially in a market like this, I really think it's imperative to have it listed with a realtor, because that's going to give you the most amount of exposure. When you have a chance to get multiple offers and bidding wars, why settle for just putting it on Craigslist and getting a few flaky buyers who probably can't qualify for a loan anyway because they're on Craigslist.
Yeah, you get a lot of what I would say is tire kickers.
Yeah.
Okay. They're just going to waste your time in the end. Sometimes I'm not saying you're not going to sell your home if you are for sale by owner, because it does happen. I mean, for sale by owners, you can get the job done. There's no way around that. But in a market like this, there's no reason not to explore the option on getting everything taken care of. You're getting legally backed and you're making more money. And on top of that, you're selling your home in a lesser amount of time.
Yeah. And to add to that real quick before we go to break, with when it comes to for sale by owners, I do think the probably the only time I would say it's a good idea to sell on your own is if you're doing it with, you know, you have a friend or family member who's wanting to buy the property, then of course you don't need a realtor. That's when it will probably go smoothly, and you know, you don't have to worry about bidding wars and all of that.
But. Or you could go through these I will buy your home ads.
Yeah, that's an even worse idea.
I had to bring that up.
Yes.
Here. All right, well, let's take a quick break. And I want to remind you, you can always get in touch with Brian Spence at the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group by calling 503-507-3666. We'll be back with more on preparing to sell your home for 2022 right after this.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And we're going to continue our conversation about preparing to sell your house or your home or whatever in 2022.
Our next home selling mistake is pricing it wrong. Our old principal broker, she's an amazing person, and she used to say something that really sticks out to me when I think about pricing it wrong. What she used to say was, there's three things that sell a property. There's location, which you cannot change the location, but that is a huge factor. There's the condition, and that's something you can change. And then there is the pricing. And so, you know, we know we can't change the location, but if the condition is up to par, or, you know, you're just not willing to or don't think it's the best decision to put more money into it, then the only thing we have left is the pricing to, you know, to go after.
I remember her saying this, actually, and coming on as a new agent, that was super valuable and important. Though, if you're out there and maybe you're thinking about selling or even have a for sale by owner home listed and it's been sitting for months, a few weeks even, consider that location, price, and condition. Because if you break it down into simplistic term, there's a reason why people, I say there's a reason why someone's not getting on to first base, and that means submitting an offer. We got a ton of people up to bat, but they're just striking out, meaning you're getting a lot of showings, but you have nothing to show for it, meaning you have an offer. And usually, sadly but true, it comes down to price.
That is a great sign that to know that you're overpriced as a home seller. If you're getting lots of showings, but then no one's biting on it, there's a reason. Oh, what were you saying?
I was going to say, if you are overpriced, you're going to generally know within the first 2 weeks of your listing.
Yes.
That's kind of the rule of thumb, and especially in a market like this one when everything's selling in like 5 to 12 days, getting an accepted offer on, multiple offers on. If you don't have that scenario, usually that means you're going to need some type of slight price reduction. And maybe, and we see it often, we see it a lot right now, $15,000 price reductions, but sometimes just that $5,000 price reduction gets the job done. It gets people more interested, but obviously you need to research the area around you as well. I just did it with one of our new listings. What other listing is competing with yours, and what's the reason other people are selecting those listings over yours? Is it due to quality of the home? Is it due to location? A lot of the times it is.
Right.
And we don't really think that is a factor as a seller, because we get caught up in, I've lived there for 5, 10, 20, maybe your whole life, 40 years. It happens. And we get so used to the area, it's not a problem. We get so used to the train noise that's a block away, we sleep right through it every night. But for the newbie...
Or the weird quirks about your house that to you it's normal, but to a buyer it's like, that'd be like compromising.
All right, so I have to ask this though. When, when you list it at a price, if it's gone a couple of weeks... That house has become old news to a great extent, right? So how do you re-energize the real estate agents to want to show it again?
Really good question.
Yeah.
Every time, there's little techniques that I like to use. Sometimes price isn't even a factor, but it's just to get it back to the top of the MLS list, meaning the renewal of the listing. So when a new buyer or something comes up that next day, we'll see it back up on the top of the list. And that's usually just editing your listing. And a lot of people just do a simple like dollar price reduction even to do that. That is a technique. So those new buyers aren't missing out on that listing that was maybe listed 2-3 weeks ago.
Another reason to go with you, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Another mistake is hiding major repairs. Yeah, that's huge. I mean, the buyers are going to find out. They're going to get an inspection and then they're going to find out. So there's no use in hiding it. It's always best if you know about it, just fix it. You know, unless it's huge and you can't afford to, then, you know, negotiate or deal with it when it comes.
It's those hidden things like dry rot or the things that can be a real surprise.
If you don't know about it, then of course that. But if you know about it, you don't want to hide it. You want to disclose.
And that's definitely a conversation I like to have with all my sellers in that initial appointment, listing agreement. When we're signing documents, I say, I look you in the eye and I say, hey, is there anything you need to tell me about your home that needs to be disclosed to the buyer? Because in the long run, it's just going to hurt you. It really does. Because with all the inspectors out there, they're good inspectors too. When it comes to the home inspection, they're checking kind of everything, the eaves, the trusses, all this, all the underneath, the plumbing, all that. So just be upfront and honest, because in the end, it's just going to waste you time and money.
Would it pay a homeowner to hire somebody to go through the house and detect those things before they sell it?
To get like a pre-listing inspection?
Yeah.
Some people have and do that.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I mean, we did it once a couple years back. I love when sellers do that because I think if they're willing to, it makes the process go smooth. Buyers love knowing up front what the issues mm-hmm. might be. It makes it just so much easier, and then you're able to just tackle and fix the ones you want to fix right away.
I think
it can definitely be in your best interest.
We're able to actually use that inspection report and attach it to the listing for these new buyers to see.
Yep.
Yeah, as an attached document, and it's out there for the world. It could have been 2 years ago, guys.
Yeah.
But when it comes to an inspection report, that's not too long.
It gives buyers a good peace of mind, I think, going into the property. It makes it less likely to have a sale fail is
but
the biggest thing.
It could raise the price of your house too, couldn't it? Because you've done that?
It'd be an easier selection, I would
believe.
Definitely. Right. Definitely. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. One more here is skimping on staging is another mistake. We did a show a while back talking all about staging your home, preparing your home to sell, and the importance of staging, what is it, and all of that. So if you want to go back and listen to that, you can find us on Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on YouTube or podcast app or the KYKN website, I believe, as well.
Right.
So oftentimes, when we're on to staging, some sellers decide to do some rooms and not the others, and then they do mixy matchy furniture that just doesn't flow or rhyme with the home. And I say, we gotta just either take it all out and let it be vacant, or we actually just gotta hire somebody and bring in a real professional to do this, because the average staged home sells for 5% more than the staged home that's not, or the home that's not staged.
And you don't always have to hire a stager, though. But I will say, if your furniture is outdated and big and bulky, I've gone into many homes where inspection, it had all the furniture in it, and then we go in after the inspection and all the furniture is moved out and it looks so much better vacant. So if you have outdated furniture, it probably looks better.
I could see somebody saying, you know what, we got it staged, now we want to keep the house.
That's true.
I didn't know my house was that pretty.
I like it again.
All right, you're listening to Real Estate with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can contact them at 503-507-3666. And when we come back, we'll continue our conversation about preparing to sell your home in 2022.
Welcome back to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Here's their host, Warren Franklin.
We're back with Mariah Spence with the Vetrus Crawford Realty Group. You can call them at 503-507-3666. And so let's continue our conversation about preparing to sell your home in 2022.
This next mistake is not clearing the clutter, which kind of goes without saying, but that's probably the first thing I tell home sellers when they ask, what can I do to prepare my home to sell? That's huge. It makes such a big difference. It's a simple, small thing, but it really, really makes all the difference. If you think you've decluttered it enough, just declutter it again, because the less clutter, the better your home's going to show.
Mm-hmm.
And then another mistake is forgetting about lighting. It's a big deal.
A lot of people do this, though.
Yeah.
In older homes, especially.
Yeah.
I think, like, even if you don't have, like, ceiling lighting, we still need to have some lamps around here, okay?
And I think a big thing is open the windows before showing. Like, have the curtains open, because having that natural light coming into the home makes it show so much better.
Yeah.
Using listing photos that look bad.
That is so important right now, though. And I see this so often, especially talking with for sale by owners, especially.
Yeah.
I'm calling you guys out. Let's hire a true photographer, a listing photo photographer, and get the job done, because it makes so much more sense. They can edit these photos. They can actually bring up the lighting if your lighting's not the best.
Absolutely.
It's just worth it to pay the money, and because so many buyers are coming from online. It's so important for correct and good listing photos. There's a difference between professional quality and in our iPhones.
I'm guessing you two have professional people that you can refer to.
Yes, I've put them on our team, and I got three to call depending on the situations.
Not letting your agent handle showings. that is a mistake, and it definitely, I've seen listings sit on the market for a long time because the sellers are just not willing to work with anyone with showings, and it really does, I mean, you've got to be flexible. It really does make a difference.
Motivation. Make sure you're motivated. If we want to sell a home, why aren't we motivated? Why aren't we letting people into your home? Yeah. Why do you have to be present in some senses when another agent is already showing the home? That is licensed, by the way. That has taken code of ethics classes. That only has a key to the lockbox that nobody else has. Ultimately, I've seen it time and time before. Sellers have actually ruined their own sale. And it's sad but true. They misspeak, they give away, and they actually sometimes lose a lot of money when it comes to negotiations because they had too big of mouths, in a sense, and just talked.
Yeah.
Sad but true.
Okay, taking a lowball offer personally. Yes. I mean, put yourself in the buyer's shoes. You don't know their situation. And if you, of course, it's, you know, offensive to you because it's your home and you think it's worth everything in the world. But if you were purchasing a home, you would probably want to at least try to get the best deal possible. I know we're not really seeing a lot of lowball offers in this market, but when you do get them, don't take it personally. It doesn't reflect
on
your
home. What is a robot offer? What is
lowball? Sorry, I didn't enunciate well enough. A robot offer.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. And they happen. I mean, and it does happen, though. Yes. People get personal about offers.
They get very offended.
What I have to say is, what's the worst thing that can happen? Let's just send a counter offer. What's your best? It's
Even
usually
if it's
your full ask price.
Who cares?
Just counter back at it.
Who cares?
Because people are always looking for a deal. I'm always looking for a deal. I'm always wanting to negotiate. And if that buyer's agent isn't willing to do that for their client, then, you know, they don't need to be in the business. Go hire somebody else to save you money.
Everybody's looking for a good deal.
Yeah.
So make a lowball offer. You get it, great. If you don't, well.
It doesn't hurt. Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay. And then the last mistake is not firing a bad real estate agent. If things just aren't clushing with you, and I don't know if that's even a word, but if they're not clushing with you and your agent, then, you know, that's okay. You can go find another one to work with. Of course, you don't want to be a realtor happy and just hop from realtor to realtor. You got to, at a certain point, just trust someone to do the job for you. But I think maybe the best thing to do is just spend a little bit more time up front making that decision so you don't have to even go that route and waste your time in someone else's. But that's just my opinion.
Well, that's why I always take so much time to be personal with my clients and just stick with them for an X amount of time. I don't like, you know, 10, 20 minute appointments in and out, especially on our first meeting. I want to get to know you. I want you to get to know me. This is a relationship. And that's why hiring somebody professional is so important for you to be comfortable with, because at the end of the day, this transaction may be the biggest transaction you may have in your life.
Yeah.
And that's real estate 101. You need to trust the other side.
How many houses have you sold compared to how many are they've sold?
Right.
You know, chances are maybe one or two houses they've gone through with other real estate agents. You've gone through tons of them.
There's some clients that still think they sell more than me in their lifetime. For sale by owners especially, they know it all.
I love them.
Well, before we end, if you have a friend or a family member who is thinking about listing their home in 2022 or in the near future, do them a favor and share this episode with them, and then hopefully they can avoid these mistakes as well and have a smooth process.
And if you want to know the updated value of your home in 2022, like I said, the turnover rate from just a year ago is over 20% in sales price increases. That is insane, guys. If you want to know the updated value of your property, let me write a CMA for you. That is a comparative market analysis. And this is the Vetters Crawford Realty Group coming at you from Salem, Oregon, working the whole mid-Willamette Valley.
That's it for this week. Thank you for listening to Mariah and Spence on 1430 KYKN. Join us next Saturday at 9:30 a.m. for Real Estate with Mariah and Spence. You can contact Mariah and Spence at the Vetters Crawford Realty Group at 503-507-3666. That number again, 503-507-3666.
You've been listening to Real Estate with Mariah and Spence right here on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.